We are learning Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the two dots on the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Beis. It says in the siman here, Zman, Nosi, Tzorech, Gedi, that's a siman, and now we're going to go start the Brisa, the first siman of Zman, which means the word Mizamonim. We'll see it. Tanur Rabbanan. Eim Abrim Es Hashana, when you have the seven Dayanim who finally decide to Ma'abr the Shana, they're Goimrim. So Eim Abrim Es Hashana, Elvim Mizamonim Law. You have to be invited. You can't just take any dayanim. The seven dayanim have to be invited by the Nasi in order to make the Ibar HaShana, to add the extra month. Maisa Rabbi Gamil, who was the Nasi, Sha'amar, Hishkimu li Shiva la'aliyah. He said, you know, get me seven. He told the Shliach, bring me seven dayanim, invite me seven dayanim to the aliyah. And Hishkim, that was the night before, so Hishkim in the morning gets up, Matzah Shemayna, he found eight Dayanim sitting there. So he knows one of them is not invited. And in order to do the Ibar HaShana, you need seven invited Dayanim. Omar, Mihu Sha'ala Shalei B'Shos. Who's the one who's here Shalei B'Shos? Yeret. Whoever's here Shalei B'Shos, leave. Omar Shmuel HaKatan, Vama Anihu Sha'alisi Shalei B'Shos. I'm the one who came here Shalei B'Shos. And I'll leave. But the reason why I'm here is not Laila Abba Shana, at least. I didn't come here to Ma'abba the Shana. I wanted to watch the proceedings, just to learn. It's Rachdi. That's what I wanted. Omaloi, so Rabbi Mila told him, Shev ni Shev. Okay, sit. Ruiz ka Shonim kulam sav ayadcha. All the Shonim will ru'uya to be done ayadcha. Elo omru chachamim, eim abram es hashana, yachashiv not be'etzim, but chachamim, eim abram es hashana, mazim onolo. But the Maisa, the Chacham said that the Ibar HaShana only works with the people who are invited. And the Gemara says, really, it was not Shmuel HaKatan. What is Shmuel HaKatan hava? Ela inesh achrina. It was really someone else. Umachav skisufu udavad. He did it, he didn't want to embarrass that person who was not invited. So Shmuel Katan was a big tzaddik. He said he was the one not invited, and he the one, and he said, you know, it's not me, I'm not invited, and that's why he left. Now, there's a lot of kashas on this Gemara. First of all, one question is that how did Rabbi Gamil not know who the one wasn't invited? He's the one who invited everyone. So Pashas Teretz must be that he didn't mamash invite everyone. He just told the Shliach, get me seven to be the Chum. He didn't know who it was. Okay, that's Teretz to that. But the question is, but you see that you can have an eighth person here because he let Shmuel HaKatan stay here even though he was in a do the din. You have an eighth person here. Teretz says, if he's not part of the proceeding, just watching, it's fine. But others say that he couldn't even be here, and the Taka were not, the Yishami, I think, says they were not Mekash the Chodesh, and others ask, not Mekash, what about Rabbi Gamil himself? Why wasn't he counted one of the seven? So they talk about that also. Look at the Masha, different Pshat, we'll go with them, we'll just go with the simple Pshat. The simple Pshat thing about it is that he didn't know who was invited. Shmuel Katan said, I was not invited. He believed him. He said, okay, you can sit and watch. And they were Nigmar, they did the Gemar, Ayadeh, the seven ones who were invited, and Rabbi Gamil also was not part of the Bezdin who decided how many, who decided the Gemar of the Ibar HaShana. Now, Shmuel Katan did something very selfless. He embarrassed himself in order to save someone else from embarrassment. So we have similar stories like that. Kiha, the Yosef Rebbe, the Kadarish. So Rebbe was dashing, was saying a shir, Ve'riach Reach Shum, and he smelled some garlic. Omar, Misha Akal Shum Yetze. Whoever's just ate garlic, it's bothering me, leave. Omar Rabchia, Rabchia got up, Vyotze left. Om Dukum Vyotzu, and they all got up and left. So Bashachar, so then everyone left, the whole Shia left. Bashachar, Motsu Rab Shimon Berebi, Lerebi, Yechia. So Rab Shimon, the son of Rebbe, found Rabchia, Omalei, Atu Shit Ziarta Lava, you're the one who's Mitzar, my father, and Rashi says, Shachalto Shum, not the Rea, you're the one who ate the Shum, ate the garlic. He says to him, that I'm not the one who ate the shum. I would never do such a thing. Come to this marriage right after eating shum. Because I didn't want to embarrass the one who ate shum, and therefore I left. That was pshat. That's how the Rashi learns the Gemara. So, very, very good kasha. Frank Mashah, everyone else, all people who left, chapped the pshat also, because once Rabbi Chiya left, everyone left. So Rabbi Shimon didn't chap it, everyone else chapped him, chap it. So, Frank Mashah, different than Rashi. He says that Rabbi Shimon's taina was, you shouldn't have left. You should have let the guy who ate the shum left. Because now that you left, you know what happened? You embarrassed my father. He had no share anymore. That was the taina, he said. Dr. Mashah. You call it Bittul Torah. The one who ate it should have left. What are the Rav Chiya answer? You have to read this inside. You're right, Bittul Torah is a terrible thing. It's better to have built the whole share and embarrass one person. That's the aside from this Gemara. Unbelievable aside. And my head of my shoulder is, will you take a Zeus be Yisrael to embarrass someone, even with Makkah disbanding a whole share? What Rabbi Chiya learns from Vaita the Gemara? Rabbi Chiya Vechi Gomala. Mir Rabbi Meir. The Tanya the Rabbis, the Maitz Bishachas, Shabbosal Beis Medrash Shara Meir. Isha came to the Beis Medrash Shara Meir. But Omer Loi, there's one person in Yekoil here, Rabbi Echad Mekem Kachendi Bebia. Someone in the Beis Medrash over here was Mekash Mi Bebia, and they needed a get. Omer Rameir, because I'll get Krisus, Menosla. Rameir got up, wrote a get, and gave it to her. Omdu Kisva Kulam, they all wrote of Nosla. They all wrote a get and gave it to her. So you see, Rav Meir was invited himself that he also like kilu he also chayta. Rav Meir mecha gomel. Where Rav Meir learned from Shmuel Hakatan. So Shmuel Hakatan. So Rav Chiya learned from Rav Meir. Rav Meir learned from Shmuel Hakatan that we had before with the story with the Kiddush Hachodesh, with the Ibra Hashanah rather. But Shmuel Hakatan mecha gomel. Where did Shmuel Hakatan learn from? He learned it from someone in the times of Ezra. His name was Shechaniah ben Yechiel. That he, when Ezra came up to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel with the Klal Yisrael for the second Beis HaMikdash, there was a lot of the Olam there who unfortunately married Goyim. And they were trying to eradicate and fix it up and do tshuva. So Vayan, the Pasuk says, the Chsiv, Vayan, Shechanya ben Yechiel, Membnei Elam, Vayim el Ezra, Anachnu, we, Ma'alnu Belekenu, the Noishev, Noshim, Nachriya, Ismami Oretz. He says, we married Nachrios, and we're gonna do tshuva. And so he included himself in this me'ila, in this chait, even though, of course, he did not marry a guy. So he was embarrassed himself. So that's where Shmuel Katan learned it from. Where did he learn it from? Mi Yeshua, from what Hashem told Yeshua. The chsiv, it was after a war, and some people were killed. V'yom Hashem al Yeshua. Because Yeshua fell on his face, that there was, Yeshua, when they captured Israel, it was mamish a sweeping victory. No one got killed, and here someone got killed. So Yeshua fell on his face. Hashem tells Yeshua, "Kum loch, lama zatanef al panecha, chato Yisrael, v'gam ovru es parisi, yashvisa yisam." And they took from Acherim. We know it was Achan who took. It was Achan, but Hashem said that chato Yisrael. So Amal Lafana, Varnish Lami Chata, so Rishu asked Hashem, so who is Chayta? Amal Lai, V'chidalta Ani, am I a Baal Lashon Hara? Dalta Ani Lach? Hata Garoz, make a girl. So even though, here actually, the Chavetz Chaim is right from here, even though it was a Ta'elis over here, you have to know who did the, you have to get rid of that Avarian, that Rasha, who Taka was Achan, and he asked Hashem, who was it? Hashem could have told him it was Achan, it was a Ta'elis. But since you could do it with a girl, you see me, even when it's a tellus, there's another way to do it, you're not allowed to say al snorah. They bring the Chavetz Chaim Arai. It's in Perek Yud, in the Beramam Chaim Yud Aleph. He says a clear cut right there that one of the Tanoim in Tellus is that you're only allowed to say it if there's no other way to do it. But if there's no other way to get around it, then you should not say al snorah, even for the tellus. And the Rai is from here. They can make girl alois, then therefore. Huh? He told them to do a girl. I shouldn't do it. That's not al snorah, say do a girl. He didn't say who it was. He said, do a girl.
No, but the girl, that's how Hashem told
him. Right, the girl will do it. Yeah, the girl will do it. But no, that's not called saying it. That's not called saying Lashnara. So now, one pshat is they learned it from Yeshua, from what Hashem told Yeshua. But what Hashem told Moshe, that after certain Yidin went out to collect mon on Shabbos, Hashem tells Moshe, when are you going to start keeping my mitzvahs? How long are you not going to keep my mitzvahs? Even though Moshe ran, of course, kept the mitzvahs. So you see, he included him in the others, and that's what he learned from, that you should put yourself together with the clown. Don't say, oh, I'm a big tzaddik, everyone else is not doing well. When the Nevi'im Achroinim died, which is the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, Chagi, Zechariah, Malachi, so there was no more Ruach Chayesh Mi'Yisrael, but Afa Pikein, Ha'imishtam Shavaskar, they still had a certain type of heavenly voice, which is not a Nevuah, but it's called Baskol. They used to have Baskol those days. And I'm going to give an example, a few Baskols that came out. Pamachas, Ha'imishtam Ba'aliyah's base, Guri of Yerichai, they were sitting, the Tamid Chom was sitting in the Aliyah's base, Guri in Yerichai, V'nosno Aleim Baskol Min Hashemayim. And a Baskol came from Hashemayim. And what did it say? It said, Yeshkan Echot Jeroj Jeshuav Shechina Kwa Shabbeinu. And I was Gerrit's word, my Shabbeinu. There's someone here who the Shechina is Royu to be Shaira on him. Elos in Dairi Zakailakach. There's someone here could be a Navi, but the Dar is not Zaychalakach. So who was this? Nosso Achavim, and it's a name, Behil Azokin. The famous Hillel Azokin, the stories in Shabbos where he had all the patience. He's the one who fell asleep on the roof. So they put their eyes on Hillel HaZaken. Ukshemeis Taka when Hillel died, Amru Olav, Hey, Loshonov, Oi, Chaser was Nifta, Hey, Anav, Talmid Yishal Ezra, the Talmud of Ezra. Mashal learns it's called Talmud of Ezra because he also came up from Bavel, and he was Moisiv Torah in Klai Yisrael. Shuv Famach, his whole story in Psachim with the B'nai B'Zerah that he passed in something with the Karim Pesach, he was Moisiv Torah in Klai Yisrael. Shuv Famach, Hoyu Mesubim Ba'aliyah B'Yavne. A different story was that the Tumi Chom was sitting in the Aliyah and Yavnev, Nostam Aleim Baskar, Min HaShemayim, Yeshkan Echot, Unitna Aleim Baskar, HaShemayim, Yeshkan Echot, Shiro, Shishlo, Shechina. There's someone here who's Royu for Nevuah. El Shein Dar is Zakar Lekach, but the Dar is not Zaychir Lekach. Nostam Chom is a name, but who? Beshmuel HaKotan, that's what comes into the sugi of here. Beshmuel HaKotan, they put his eyes on Shmuel HaKotan, Ukshamei, some real love, they said on him, Hey Chesed, Hey Anav, Oi, we lost the Chazan and Anav, Tamida Shal Hillel, the Talmud of Hillel. Now we're going to show that really he had the koyach of nevuah because he said a nevuah b'shas he died. When Shmuel was dying b'shas misasa, he said a nevuah like this: Shimon v'yishmol lecharba, which means this is the asar ruge malchus. Says Shimon is Roshim v'gamil hanasi and v'yishmol is Roshim ben Elisha kohen gadol yarigu b'charev, which means that the charev means to be killed by sword. V'chavroi Liktala. Chavroi is referring to Rabbi Kiva and Rechidit ben Tradion. They're going to get killed in other horrible mises. Rabbi Kiva will be Misreka Shal Barzel with combs of iron, and Rechidit Rechidit Misreifa, Meshar Am Labiza. And the rest of the Am will be destroyed. But Okon Sagin Asid Lameis Am. There'll be terrible tsaras on the Klai Yisrael. Vayhudim and Baba Bik Shleima came. They also wanted to say this hesped of Hey Chesed, Hey Anav, Vayhudim and Baba. But the problem is, Vayhudim and Baba was one of the Surim Asara Arugim Malchus. El Shenitva Shah, Shema Speedim Arugim Malchus. They didn't have a chance because they cannot say a hesped on Arugim Malchus. Why? Because the kingdom, the Malach, did not let. They had to bury him right away because when someone's Arugim Malchus, you can't make a big hesped on them. And therefore, they didn't have a chance to say a hesped, this hesped of Hey Chosid, Hey Onav, on Rav Yehuda ben Bava. Now we're going to go to different halachas of Ibor Hashana. Tana Rabbanan. Eime Abrim Es Hashana, Elm Ken Yirtz Nasi. You only could do Ibor Hashana with the permission of the Nasi. Umaisa, Rav Gamil, while he was a Nasi, Shahalach Lito Roshos Eitzel Shultan Echad, which Rashi says it means he went to Sheva Surya. He went to Surya to talk about the Iske Tzibur, about Tzibur things, Asconis. He had to go do some Stadlonis and Asconis in Surya, and he wasn't here. And they wanted to add a month to the year. B'shal Lava, the Ibru is Hashana, so they Ma'abed Hashana, but they put in a clause, Amanas Shiyir to Rabbi Gamil. Only Rabbi Gamil is going to want, because you need his permission. And when he came back, he said, right, Nimtzas Shonom Uberes. And then it was finally Chal, this Shonom Uberes. Tanu Rabbanan, Eim Abram Es Hashana, Elam Ken Ezer Tzricha Bnei Adrachim. The only time that Abba Hashana, we'll see the other reasons also, one of the reasons will be, is if the rainy season is still going, and the winter season is still going strong, and the roads are still all muddy, and people are not going to be able to come up for Pesach, for the Karim Pesach, and be early regular for the Karim Pesach. So if the Drachim are all muddy, or Bnei Akasharim, the bridges are all, the water is too high, and the bridges are all swamped by water, and the ovens that they baked the psachim in, which is these earthenware ovens, were still wet. They didn't dry, there wasn't enough sun to dry them out. So if you see that still teeth around the winter, you push it off a month, not another, and therefore pace will be a little later. and you also push it off, well, you make it out of a month. But Golias Yisrael Shnekrim Mekayim Adayin LaHigiyu. Or if people from Chutz La'aretz are coming out to Eilu Regel and they left already and they're not here yet and it's already almost Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so you add an extra month in order that they should make it here. But you don't do Ibar Hashem Le'Pnei HaShalek. If there's snow on the ground, that people can walk through. Le'Pnei HaTzina, if it's cold, also people can manage. You don't add a month for that. Le'Pnei Golis Shosh Le'Akim Kaimim. And also, if Golis Shosh did not Akim Kaimim, you will not add on a month. Now, Tosfos speaks out that people in Eretz Yisrael all are within 2 weeks of Pesach, and therefore there's never a reason to ma'abr the Shana. Tosfos speaks out on play. So the Hach, the Yasser Yisrael, in Tzarech La'abr, the Afila Achra, and Yochel Agiyam, Rosh Chodesh Nisan on Pesach. They all can make it within 2 weeks. They all can make it to the Beis Hamikdash. Tana Rabbanan, Eim Abrim Es Hashana Loyim Pnei Agadim VeLoyim Pnei Atelon. The Bryce is going to say over here that in Eim Abrim Es Hashana, if the Gedim are not grown up enough, and you want to have Gedim, you want to have goats or sheep, or sheep, you want to have them for Karm Pesach, and they're all still young, so you want to give it another month if you get a little bigger, more meat on them. You don't do that. You'll just bring smaller behemoths. And also, a lot of times Pesach, they brought all the Zavais and the Yoledes had to bring two birds for the Kavanas. They all brought it around Pesach time, and there weren't enough birds, they weren't growing enough, so you want another month to get more birds in the world. So you maybe make an Ibar Shana. You don't make Ibar Shana for those reasons. Because you just use it, whatever you have. Or you use the Bnei Yaina, a different type of bird. But you do use that as another reason. And like we'll see in the Gemara, as we go along, that there's other reasons that you do Ibar Shana, but you need two out of the three. Which means the Gemara on Bay says that there's three reasons why you do Ibar Shana. Either because of Aviv, because the grain is not ready yet, or because of tekufa, because there's certain tekufas, there's tekufas tamas, there's tekufas tevis. If it's the wrong tekufa, also you'll push off a month. And the third thing is for peiros ha'ilan, for the fruit of a tree, so that'll be a third, and you can't bring the bikurim, that's the third reason to make Ibra another month of the year. So you need two out of those three reasons in order to make Ibra Shana. You need two out of three. You need like either the tekufa and the aviv don't work out, or the peiros and the tekufa, or the peiros and the aviv don't work out. You need two out of three. But the Gemara says if you have one plus this reason of the gedim and the teloyim are not big enough, you can add that on for a reason to make the Iber Hashana. And Kate said, Rav Yana Yom Shem Shem Megamil, that he said over, Ma'idana Nachna L'choin, the goizlaya rechicha, chichim, the birds are small, v'imrin da'adikim, and the sheep are small, Vizimna da Abiva Leimata, I didn't reach the Zvan Aviv yet. That was the one of those three reasons, Aviv. But that alone, together with the reason of the sheep, Vishapars Milsavan Pai, and in front of me it's very clear and very gishmak that I should add an extra month. Vaisafis al Shasadat Yemim, adding on 30 days on this month. I'm gonna add on 30 days on this month. So we see here, Shimon Gamil added on a month. He said, "Grada Sheparabam Poi." It's very good in front of me to do this. And he and what was the two reasons? Two reasons were the sheep and the Zman Aviv. So here it says they added on a month of 30 days. Meisvei Kama Ibra Hashana Shloisim Yom 30 days. Shimon Gamil Emad Chodesh 29-day month. Ah, El Chayra. He just said 30 days in this proclamation that he made. Shimon Gamil. It says 30 days. When Shimon says the din is chaydesh, you add on a chaydesh can mean two things, 30 or 29. Every year they decide differently, but the Tanakhama is always 30 days. Shimon says, no, sometimes it's 29, sometimes it's 30. Happens to be in that story, it was 30 days.